This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Okay, so this economy. I know you just got 8 minutes on it, but we're going to take another couple to dig down a little bit into how you and me and the other 330 million people in this country who make things go are feeling. Because honestly, we're sending some mixed signals right now. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman went in search of American consumer sentiment.
I grew up in the 60s watching way too many cartoons. Wile E. Coyote chasing the Roadrunner, running off a cliff, spinning his legs, then plummeting with a crash. So are U.S. consumers now that coyote falling to the bottom of the economic cliff?
No, we're not seeing a fall off of the cliff at all.
Joanne Hsu at the University of Michigan says we're more like the coyote windmilling, trying to stay aloft by spending it up. Hsu points out the decline in March retail sales partly reflects falling prices for things like gasoline. Meanwhile, spending on services like travel and lodging is still pretty strong. Bill Adams at Comerica Bank says there definitely has been a decline in spending on goods.
Furniture, electronics, hardware, and building materials.
As the Fed has raised interest rates, credit card purchases have gotten more expensive, and home sales have gone into a slump.
Typically, when people buy a new home, they're likely to buy more things to put in their new home. And it looks like the slowdown in the housing market is flowing through to consumer spending.
The recent bank failures aren't helping. Jesse Wheeler at Morning Consult says the firm fielded its monthly consumer survey just as Silicon Valley Bank was going belly up.
It showed a sharp increase in U.S. workers who expected to experience a loss of income, and it's been concentrated in expectations for future conditions for the broader economy and also for personal finances.
Consumers are still expecting their living standards to continue to deteriorate, but they're not expecting to lose their jobs. I think that is the main point.
Joanne Hsu at the University of Michigan says consumers will keep spending as long as they keep getting paychecks and raises. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.